Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Coming up at 8:45, your chance to win some great prizes. We've got tickets to go see Metallica in concert. Also, we have a four-pack of tickets to go see Old Glory Rugby. Cakes and I will be attending a game.
That's right.
Not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Saturday, May 31st, we'll be out there.
Yes, it is a fan appreciation night for Old Glory DC. So that should be a lot of fun, and we'll give away tickets coming up at 8:45. So earlier this week, we talked a little bit about flag football coming to the Olympics. And Justin Jefferson was super excited about flag football coming to the Olympics. And you're getting more details about it. And CBS Sports has an article about Team USA and who might be the big names who are best suited for the flag football team. And they've got Jaden Daniels front and center as the number one guy, kind of like the face of the league type of thing, face of potential flag football. And it got us thinking.
The team captain.
Makes sense. He's a San Bernardino kid from California, the Olympics being held in LA in 2028.
Right. Yeah. Plus by 2028, might be the face of the entire NFL.
It's very possible.
It got us thinking, like, what would be the ultimate flag football team using current NFL players. But to make it more interesting, I threw out there, let's just have a quick draft.
Oh, I love drafting. It's draft day.
And then we can take let's our go. Teams and put it up as a poll. Now, the damn thing with the stupid Twitter polls is you can only use so many characters. I only know how to use so many characters. But I'll put up the poll, and then we'll vote on who has the best team.
The public will vote.
You know what you could do is you could do like a notes app. And put everyone's picks under there and take a picture of it. So that way you could see it.
Or I'll just, you know, if it's like Justin Jefferson, I'll just put JJ. People can kind of figure it out.
Now the Olympic.
My idea is better.
Olympic flag
that's
football.
That's just a lot of work. If you can pull it off, I'll give you the password.
Olympic flag football rules, it's 5-on-5, correct?
If it's 5-on-5, that's perfect, yes.
I'm pretty sure it's 5-on-5.
It's a standard 5-on-5 format.
We're just drafting five players.
In fact, for the Olympics.
And we're not drafting defensive players.
No. That's actually NFL flag. The NFL's official flag football program deploys a standard 5-on-5 format with each team fielding a 10-man roster. The roster usually has on offense a quarterback, a center, a wide receiver, back, defense, rusher, defensive back, safety. We're just going to pick five guys.
Yeah.
Like if you got five guys out there.
So you can pick a defensive player if you want.
If you want.
Okay.
I mean, you play both ways.
Valdez and Ben participating? Just us. Just the Junks.
I don't care if they want to.
Doesn't matter. I'm fine either way.
We can do that. Do you guys want in?
Not really.
All right. Let's just do us three. Keep it easy.
It might be confusing. Yeah, okay, it might be confusing.
We'll keep it simple.
Give it to the sillies.
What's
the
draft order?
All right, here's your draft order. I've got a number.
Yeah.
I've got a number 1 to 10.
Okay.
And fingers underneath the table. Cakes. Yeah. I'll take the last pick. Snake right. draft. Or you can choose. Not to. Good. Pick your number.
7.
Jason?
6.
It was 6.
Oh.
So Jason will have the first pick.
All right, okay. Well, give me Jaden.
You're just picking. You're not considering any other guys. You're just going Jaden Daniels.
I mean, I'm considering other guys, but I'm just going to go Jaden for the topic.
All right.
For the discussion.
All right.
Now remember, in the rules are, the quarterback can't run unless he hands the ball off and receives the ball back from whoever he hands the ball off.
Okay.
And so it's not like a fast quarterback is necessarily a huge thing.
Yeah.
A huge asset.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to be a good passer and
he's
very
accurate. I mean, yeah, and he checks all those boxes.
Right. So I'll take Jaden.
Okay. So I'm up next. Oh, I'm not going to pick a quarterback because you took the best option off the board. That feels like desperation to me, picking a quarterback here. And I also have to consider, like, this is going to be happening in 2028. This is not happening, like, next year.
Correct.
Like, you have to factor in wear and tear, deterioration on these guys' bodies over three more NFL seasons. It's dicey to gamble on a running back But I love this guy.
I know who you're taking.
I think in a flag football situation, this guy, I mean, you can't grab his flag. His, good luck grabbing his flag.
Initials, his JG down.
Yeah, his name rhymes with Mamir Libs.
Yeah, my pick. The pick is in.
All right.
With the second pick in the LA 2028 Olympic flag football draft, Cake selects Jahmyr Gibbs, running back, Detroit Lions.
All right.
That's such a good pick. That's a great pick, actually.
That's a good pick.
You know what? Let's stick with the same. You know what? All right. I'll take Justin Jefferson,
okay,
who has expressed his interest in going there. And then I'm going to take Tyreek Hill.
Oh, you're going to take Tyreek Hill when he's like 32 years old?
Oh, you think he's not going to be fast? 32
or
32?
32 or 33?
You go ahead and shoot it down. I'm going to take speed. Speed kills in flag football.
Speed's great. But it's hard to be speedy when you're old and you're borderline washed.
All right, back to you, Cakes.
All right, you're going to take an old wide receiver. I'm going to take a wide receiver who will still be young and in his prime. I'm going to take the guy that Jaden loved throwing the ball to down in Baton Rouge. His name's, you ever hear of Malik Nabers? Mm-hmm. He's my number one wideout. Malik Nabers, welcome to the team. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs and Malik Nabers is a 1-2 punch.
All right. So I've got back-to-back picks.
Back-to-back. You've already selected your quarterback.
I love my two picks. I got my quarterback who's going to complete 70% of his passes probably this year. I'm taking, in my opinion, the best receiver, Ja'Marr Chase.
It's a good one.
Who was not selected.
He was not.
And in 3 years, I think this kid will be a superstar, and he's also a two-way player. I'm going to take Travis Hunter.
Bitter.
Oh, what a great pick.
I kind of wanted Hunter on the way back.
So I got Jayden.
I thought he was going to fall.
I've got Jayden throwing to Jahmyr and T. Hunt.
Kind of like it.
I'm going to double down on former LSU standout wideouts. Welcome to the team, Brian Thomas Jr. Like he's going to catch about 90 balls this year for Jacksonville. He's going to be a top five fantasy receiver in 2025. And he's going to be even better in 2028 when he's putting a gold medal around his neck. BTJ, welcome to the squad. God, that's a sick lineup of talented players. I love it. I love my team.
All right, so I've got back-to-back picks. It's funny. The only running back who's been taken so far is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to take my quarterback right now. I want Lamar Jackson as my quarterback.
Okay.
And do I take another RB? Or
how old will Lamar be in 28?
Let's see. What is he, 28
so
right 30, now?
Early 30s. All right.
Yeah, so 32.
All right, 33. So probably beyond his prime, but it's not a big deal.
So you got Lamar Jackson. Who's your next pick, JP?
Let's go Saquon Barkley. Dual threat.
Man, you're going to have an old roster.
An old team.
You have an old creaky team over there.
I mean, his team's silly if the Olympics were next month.
Yeah. I mean, he's got all old players.
You're acting like these guys are 35 years old.
I mean, Saquon's going to be over 30 by the time the Olympics hit. I know Tyreek Hill's going to be over 30 by the time the Olympics hit. And so will Lamar. You got an old, ancient team.
You can go ahead and rip my team. I like
it. So who's up now?
I'm up.
Okay, all right, Cakes.
How am I not going to have Josh Allen as my quarterback?
Well, you need a quarterback.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna take Josh Allen.
Okay.
Josh Allen's on the squad.
All right, so I've got two players. My running back is going to be, he had a bomb year this year, and he can run. I'm going to take James Cook as my RB. And you need a center who can who snaps the ball, but right after he snaps it, he can go out for as a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take Brock Bowers as my center.
It's a good one.
So I've got Jayden throwing to Chase, Hunter, Cook as my RB, and Brock Bowers. That's my team.
I guess I need a dumb center that can catch balls, so that's most likely a tight end. I'll go with the guy.
Doesn't have to be, but
I mean, this guy just got paid a big bag from the Arizona Cardinals. Trey McBride, come on down. You are a member of Team Cakes.
There you go.
All right, my last pick, I'm going to add another RB who's kind of a dual threat guy.
Please put Derrick Henry on your team.
Bijan Robinson.
Bijan. Bijan's right. That's a good one.
It's a good pick.
All right, so here are the teams so far.
Well, you finished out yours, right?
No, okay. We're all done.
Yeah.
Jason has Jaden Daniels, Jamar Chase, Travis Hunter, James Cook, and Brock Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
My squad is Jahmyr Gibbs, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr., Josh Allen, Trey McBride. JP's got Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley, Bijan Robinson.
Right,
I mean, any one of those teams is going to
would
annihilate any sort of collection of talent from any other team that shows up at the Olympics.
You would think so.
I mean, can Portugal put together a team that's going to beat any of these three teams?
But I don't know. I mean, there might be strategies in flag football that we're not really thinking of, we're not aware of.
Does Turkmenistan have a good fantasy football?
I would think
a flag football feeder program.
I told you.
It'll be interesting to watch.
I heard our guy, Derek Forrest, say Mexico has a good team.
Whatever. Does Mexico have a guy like Saquon Barkley or Justin Jefferson? They have super freaks like that? I think not.
Oh, thank you for jocking two of the members of my team.
I mean, your team's old. Your team's kind of old, but I'm sure
Justin Jefferson's going to be washed in 2028.
I mean,
he's fine.
The only old guy I have on my team
he'll is He'll be 28 in 28.
Josh Allen's the only old guy on my roster.
I will say, JP does not have a true traditional blocking type person.
Because it's flag football. You don't really block. You snap and you go out for a pass. And then if they rush, because I believe the rules are if they rush, then the quarterback can take off, Jason.
Well, then you're fine. You have Jaden Daniels. You're good. You're good if that's
if they stay back in a zone, at least this is the flag football that I coached. If they stay back in a zone, your quarterback can't run.
I'm just reading.
But if the quarterback
is rushed, he can then run past the line of scrimmage?
At least look, I played I-9 sports. I coached I-9 sports. That's the way that they ran flag football.
Okay, you might be right on that.
If your quarterback is blitzed, then you can take off. Now, if you keep all five guys back on defense, then the quarterback's supposed to stay in the pocket.
Okay, all right. You might be
100% go ahead. Correct. Rush my guy, Lamar Jackson. Go ahead.
Well, rush Jaden.
Yeah, same thing.
Josh Allen.
Although I could have taken Micah Parsons.
The problem with Josh Allen is he can't bowl people over like he can in the NFL. He can't use his physicality, but I think he's pretty shifty.
If you want to chime in, who had the best team, who has the worst team, 800-636-1067. We'll put it up as the poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Let's go to line two, Valdez, if you can punch him up, because I don't think Cakes has the call screen up.
I'm looking at what looks to be like a California beach screensaver. Nice. It's all I got.
Hey, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, sorry, I didn't hear a beep. Everybody's kind of sleeping on the fact of the NFL said one representative for each country from each team. It's going to be like the World Baseball Classic. We don't know where everybody's families are from. There's going to be a lot of NFL representatives of different countries and a lot of NFL talent in the Olympics. So I don't know if it's such a shoe-in that the United States is going to win.
Here's the thing about what you're saying. All right. In baseball, if you're bringing up the World Baseball Classic, there are a ton of players in Major League Baseball from different countries. That's not the case in the NFL. NFL has to be 95% American players.
No, but I think what you can do is, and I think this is what he's hinting at.
If you have like a grandpa.
You're like doing the Rory Sabatini thing where he's South African, but claimed he's from has Czech blood in him.
So they'll claim some weird citizenship that they have.
Yeah.
Like nine generations removed in their bloodline.
It's possible. I don't think you're going to see that much of that.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
I'm just looking at the Olympic rules for flag football, and it says in Section F, running, the quarterback cannot run with the ball.
Okay.
It doesn't say unless rushed. It says quarterback cannot run with the ball. So unless I'm wrong, and this is wrong.
Unless you do the little pitchback thing you said. So if he hands off to the running back who then pitches back.
Once he gets
back,
it back, then he can run.
So it's like a flea flicker.
Because then he's a receiver.
You're running a lot of flea flickers.
I'm doing that in an instant.
Yeah.
I'm doing that in an instant every time.
I'm going to have Josh Allen pitch it to Jahmyr Gibbs. Right. Gibbs is going to toss it back to Allen, and then Allen around the corner.
And then, I believe when you're 5 yards, you're within 5 yards of the end zone, you cannot run. So you have to throw.
Okay.
So there are a bunch of different rules.
So basically, the quarterback can't run, okay, unless he pitches it forward, then pitches it backward, and a bunch of laterals.
Yeah.
What are the chances Tom Brady could play? That would be kind of silly.
Well, what about Mahomes?
I kind of would rather have Tom Brady.
Well, Tom, if you try
problem
to
is,
if you try
I know,
to 50-year-old
I know,
there, be 50.
You're giving the rest of the world a giant middle finger, which I love. You're basically saying we can trot out a 50-year-old American and still beat your asses at this sport, which is, hello, our sport.
I would just be kind of sized. Wouldn't you be?
Sure, it'd be great.
You'd have movement if Tom Brady went out there and was leading the Olympic team.
It'd be fantastic.
Let's go to line three. Hey, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
What's up, Junks? Love this show as always. Jason's team's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's team is loaded. That Jamar Chase pick was killer right there. He nailed it. But that being said, hey, Cakes, was Ursay in the death pool? Did anybody have Ursay in the death pool?
I stopped doing the death pool years ago. I mean, he probably would have been a decent pick, but no, I've been out of the death pool for probably close to 10 years now.
Did you ever win it?
No, I don't. I think Mikey and I, we came close, but we didn't win it.
Yeah.
Was it a high entry?
No, I don't think it was super high dollar.
Or like $100?
Maybe he had his own team. It's been so long. Like, he had his own team and I had my own team. But I don't think either one of us won it.
All right.
We had one here years ago. Remember?
I think we did, yeah.
I think I won.
Can't remember who I took.
I had Zilly Vern Troyer.
Oh, you did? Me. Yeah. That's a good question.
I mean, it's a great death pool strategy. Yeah. Are little people and porn stars.
Little people that are alcoholics. That's a double thumbs
up.
Hey,
how would Commanders fans feel if Jaden Daniels actually was the quarterback for the Olympic team?
Do you want him to play?
I think they'd be excited. I think Valdez feels differently. I think they'd be excited to see Jaden out. Let's see what happens in the next couple of years. But I think they would be jacked.
Well, just if he's, let's say he's the face of the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say he continues this upward trajectory and Eric talks about his million-dollar smile and he's the face of the league. The Commanders are playing well. They're always a contender every year. I think fans would be upset if he was playing.
Really?
Any extra where anything could be possible where you could twist your ankle.
Yeah,
that's true.
Tear your ACL.
He could blow out his Achilles playing flag football.
He could.
I just think about the Pro Bowl. Who was the player in the Pro Bowl in the sand? Basically shredded his leg.
It was in the Niners.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Edwards.
Yeah, the running
back. Right?
Yeah.
They're playing just some touch football thing in the sand in Hawaii for the Pro Bowl. Guy ruined his career.
It's a career-ending
injury.
True,
but the Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything. This is a chance to win a gold medal. So I think that they would.
I think in some fans' minds, having your quarterback healthy and ready to go for the NFL season is much greater than him being the quarterback of a gold medal team.
Okay.
By the way, in flag football.
Yes.
Flag football.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, who do you agree with? Do you think Valdez is correct? You wouldn't want Jaden out there going for a gold medal because you don't want to risk the injury? Or do you think it would be cool to watch him play in the summer out in L.A. with all these other superstars trying to win a gold?
Give us a call. 800-636-1067. Who drafted the best team? And do you want to see Jaden play in the Olympics flag football? Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, trying to put up this Surfside poll of the day regarding our fantasy Olympic flag football teams consisting of just NFL players. I'll have that up momentarily. You can vote at Junks Radio. But we were talking about Jaden Daniels, who Jason Bishop selected with the number two pick in our fantasy draft.
Number two is number one overall.
Oh, it was our number one.
He couldn't keep it in his pants. He couldn't wait to draft Jaden Daniels and put him on his team.
Hey, he should have drafted Jaden's mom with the last pick.
That would have been a great bet.
That's his coach.
Yeah. I mean, she'll definitely be on the sidelines during the Olympics.
But
we were
kicking around if you would be a yay or nay on if you'd want to see Jaden play. I would be a yay. I would be okay. I'm sure Cakes is always a scaredy cat and doesn't want his guys doing any other outside activities.
To me, the professional sport always takes precedence over an Olympic gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
And like when Ovi always wanted to play for Russia, I was always like, no. The most important thing for Caps fans is Ovi trying to win a Stanley Cup for the Caps. Just like I'm guessing most Commanders fans, the most important thing, and it's not even close, is Jaden Daniels helping them win a Super Bowl as opposed to a gold medal in a goofy flag football exhibition. That's just my opinion. Maybe some people are just gung-ho. You have to get the gold medal. It's a huge opportunity to represent your country. I understand that part.
Also, I do recognize that right now, Commanders fans are so smitten. They're like, it's almost like the honeymoon phase.
It's young love.
Young love.
Yeah.
Where if Jaden wants to go and play in the Olympics, they'll let him because we love you. You can do whatever you want.
Right. You can do no wrong.
You can do no wrong in my eyes.
If you want to see that.
If you want to do that, that's fine. Go for it. Do whatever you like. We haven't had a quarterback in 30 years. So, you know, we want you to be happy.
Correct. I could see them like giving him a pass. Yeah, you go if that makes you happy, competing for a gold medal, doing it in your backyard in L.A., sure.
I'm with you, Cakes. I would want to bubble wrap my players because the team goal is to win the ultimate prize.
Right.
That supersedes
much more
Olympic gold.
Way more important.
I'm letting my guys play. Jason, what would you do?
I'd let him play. I'd like to see those
play.
Guys. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, two out of three junkies say let him play. Let's go to the
flag
phones.
Football they do at the Pro Bowl. That's nonsense.
Right.
Yeah. That's not. That doesn't mean anything. And I wouldn't want my guys to play in that. But they do. The superstars do play in that.
And according to these rules, he's not even going to be running that much. He's just going to be dropping dimes.
Right.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Ted's in Sterling on line three. Ted, what do you think?
What's up, Junks? I'm with Cakes. I'm with Valdez. Listen, flag football, part of it's not even a real Olympic sport. It's like, aren't they just throwing this in like Paris threw in break dancing? No one cares. I mean, the rest of the world's not going to care. The risk of injury, I don't care if it's minor. It could happen. I want them focused on the off-season program. It is like a kitschy thing. I think Valdez said like, this is flag football, not like real football. So no, I'm a hard pass. I think he just needs to focus on off season, win us a Super Bowl, forget the flag football.
Okay.
He's a nay.
Thanks for the call.
75-yard field, that's almost the length of his Hail Mary pass, Cakes. For Jaden.
75 by what? What's the width of it? 75 by 20, 25?
Don't know.
I thought I saw 25.
Yeah. Okay.
800-636-1067. Let's go to our pal Andre in Manassas on line two. What's up, Dre?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so like the previous caller said, you know, if Santana Moss and Pierre Garçon were playing today, they would basically be, you know, representing in countries like Haiti and the Bahamas. So it would be, you know, you probably see more people playing in different countries. You didn't even know that was the thing. But I would say I don't like any of your teams. I would say if this is going to be flag football, it's probably going to be Iron Man. And if it's going to be Iron Man, you need players who can go both ways. So the fact that you don't have Travis Hunter on your team.
Jason has Travis Hunter.
Oh, good. Perfect. Well, then, Jason, I like your team. I must have missed that because I would think that not to say that, you know, someone like Justin Jefferson couldn't play defense. But I think that's a lot of where, you know, some of the injuries may happen because now you're asking your body to do something differently. So I would definitely go with Travis Hunter. And, you know, I think we would you know, I wouldn't say dominate, but I think it would be – it's still a gimmick because at the end of the day, it's flag football. It's obviously not, you know, a traditional football. And you probably have to respect the other countries who probably do it all the time because, you know, there's a football involved. But, you know, the rules, the games, the stamina, the timing, it's a different sport. There's a lot of similarities. So
yeah. Okay. And by the way, you don't necessarily have to have a bunch of two-way players because it's a 10-man roster. And if you have five on offense, you could have five on defense.
Right.
So that's why the speed edge rushers would be, you know, the Micah Parsons of the world would probably be on the roster. And you'd have to have a bunch of good DBs.
Yeah, so but you don't want to.
A bunch of good corners.
Yeah, here's what I would say is, like, Micah Parsons, a great pass rusher in tackle football. Here you're just going after a flag. So you just want the fastest guys.
Well, he's not slow.
He's not slow.
Yeah.
But you could also have, I mean, who's the guy that just had a ridiculous 40 at the combine?
Who had the fastest combine? I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Okay, Xavier Worthy had a really good. He might be a fantastic pass rusher in flag football because he's just fast.
I think he ran a 4.29 at the 40.
You probably actually want the guy who's really good at like the shuttle run because it's just quick little short burst to get, you know, Josh Allen on the move or whatever.
You might be right, but I think Micah Parsons' type would be on the roster.
Yeah. 800-636-1067. Would you want to see Jaden Daniels play in the Olympics in 2028 flag football? Or do you think better to be safe than sorry? Let's go to line three. Elijah's in D.C. Hey, Elijah.
What's going on, John? Appreciate you taking my call, man. Yep. I like the idea. I sometimes always see myself on Instagram throughout the summertime seeing NFL players do incredibly athletic things that sometimes you're not going to be able to, you know, do on the field. Contact balance. These guys are going to be able to keep their speed up. And at certain times, we kind of just like to see them do things that are a little bit different. It's like we watch football. We know why it's great. I love seeing people smash into each other since the 80s. We know why we like ball. But I think it is kind of cool to see Jaden be able to do things and not necessarily have to think about, is this 300-pound guy going to slam into me? He's going to be able to move around and slide. It's just kind of cool, man. It's almost like all-star basketball. We love to see when Vince Carter would be like, no, we know what Vince Carter's going to do. I love him during the year, but we know what time it is. And I think certain NFL players kind of have that lore to them. It's like, I want to get my camera out because something incredible is going to happen on this stage that we probably won't always get a chance to see. You know what I'm saying? You just don't.
I'm with NFL, you. Look, flag football – you're going to run around maybe a good amount. Like you would maybe be worried about, are the guys stretching out? You could tear your Achilles, turf monster, right? Mm-hmm. You could tear your ACL. But you see these guys playing basketball all the time, and there's the same risk. You see highlights of these guys hooping during the summers all the time.
I wouldn't allow it. Mm. I can't let my guy Malik Nabers play basketball in the offseason. I just can't.
Lamar Jackson was in doggone slides. He was in Halvianas. On a beach, and he looked like he was doing an electric slide. I said, "Oh my God, there's no."
I know.
He even made the Pat McAfee show. Pat was like, "Dude, now if you didn't know Lamar Jackson was legit, I just watched a guy with doggone sandals on flip flops on his feet, and it's like he doesn't even need the cleats." Yeah. And there's a chance that you're just not going to see that on an NFL game day to a certain degree. But
I was butt scared when he was playing football on the beach and he ran into that Sea-Doo jet ski.
Hold on, he was playing football and he was wearing sandals while he was running around sand.
It's an old video, okay. But I think he was like going out for a pattern. And okay. Someone threw a ball and then he crashed into a Sea-Doo.
Okay,
it looked like it was a tough spill.
Yeah,
that wouldn't feel good.
Oh, trust me, Ravens fans were not psyched.
I'm sure they weren't. Outlaw beach football, too. Put that on my list. Yeah. Sports my guys can't play in the offseason.
You'd allow them to swim, though, right?
I'd rather they
swim. I know you've been anti-skiing, anti-basketball.
I'd rather they swim in a pool than in the ocean. Many more risks out there. Let me ask you this, as we know.
Let me ask you this. I know that basketball, I mean, flag football is a gimmicky new sport. It's not real Olympic sport, but basketball is. But would you have a problem with Alex Sarr playing for the French national team for a gold medal?
As a Wizards fan?
Yeah.
Yes.
You would. Okay. All right.
Cakes doesn't like his guys doing anything.
Because they're all professionals.
I'll just be honest. I couldn't care less if Alex Sarr or my guy, Bilal, win a medal.
You don't care.
For France.
Okay.
Because right, I'm as an American, not French.
Okay. As an American, do you like the fact that NBA players are winning the gold for the American team?
It's fine. But
you're just not into the Olympics. That's what
it is. Yes, because they wouldn't win it without them.
That's true. That is true.
Here is the correct opinion.
But if you took all the pros off of the other teams, they probably wouldn't win it.
The only correct opinion is that whatever exploits athletes have outside of their jobs as professional athletes for their franchises pale in comparison to winning the championship in their professional franchises. They may come out and say winning a gold medal for my country is the most important thing. That's fine. You can say that all you want. But the most important thing is winning a Stanley Cup or a Super Bowl or a World Series.
I'm kind of with you, Cakes. And you know what? At the end of the day, they are employees of a company.
Right. They're highly paid and compensated employees, but they are employees.
Yeah, but their contracts are only for certain periods of time. That's why there are these rules about OTAs and mini camps and all those sort of things. So they should be able to have free time.
Yeah, but you can't do a podcast and put it out there and get paid for it when you work for Odyssey.
That's true.
It's part of the contract. But part of their contract is they have off times. Now, you can put clauses in that they can't ski or whatever the heck you want to prevent them from doing.
Oh, skiing's definitely out. 100%.
You think I'm more of the side of letting them
skiing?
Live their life.
You guys want to go skiing with me?
Now, by the way, Jason, go live your life. My guys are going to be playing on the field on Sundays. Your guys are going to be in hospital wards.
When we brought up this flag football topic a few days ago when you weren't here, I reminisced for a second about a time where we played, I think you played flag football with me in Landover, and we got our asses kicked by some guy that was like 6'5". Do you remember playing in that? I think you were our quarterback.
Was Horsey on that team?
Horsey might have been on the team. It was like 5-on-5 flag football.
Yeah.
We could have put four guys on this guy.
Yeah,
and he was going to bring things down no matter what happened.
Yeah, vaguely remember that.
Yeah, but it was like a Landover.
I thought we did pretty well, but not against that team.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. We were doing okay, and then we came up against a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
We basically played Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Good luck stopping him.
All right, coming up next, your chance to win Metallica tickets. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll play a little Zippy Dollar Pyramid here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Going to play Zippy Dollar Pyramid.
It's a great game.
For your chance to win Metallica tickets, we also have 2 4-pack of tickets to Old Glory Rugby. Here's the deal. You'll have 6 categories.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You'll have somebody feed you clues to try and figure out the categories. If you can figure out 6 in 60 seconds, you will win the prize.
Very good.
All right, let's punch up our first contestant.
First contestant, we deem you're playing for the Metallica tickets.
Let's go to Chris in Centerville on line 4.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Chris. Who would you like to give you the clues to try to win said prize?
Let's go with Cakes.
All right, I need a list from one of you guys.
Don't you have a list?
Cakes, you can pick. No, you can pick Bish Bucks or JP.
I'm using my own.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. Well, I think it sounds stupid when Bickle goes.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. It's not good for the listener.
You got to think on the fly.
No. I'm
testing your brain power.
I'm using my own. All
right. I didn't even finish my second set of categories. You got to use the one on the left.
On the
obviously.
Left.
Right, and then give me that back, because then I can finish if needed.
When I give the first clue, then you start the 60 seconds. Who's my partner?
That'd be Chris in Centerville.
All right, Chris, I'm confident. I'm blind confident. Just I haven't even looked at JP's list. I might have looked at the first one. But I think we're going to do well. Ready?
All right.
Fork, knife, spoon, butcher knife, cutting board, a whisk.
Kitchen appliances?
Yes. Derrick Henry, B-Rob, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery.
Football players?
Earl Campbell. pass.
Man.
See, I hate that.
It's the listener's fault.
Rounders, The Martian, Goodwill Hunting.
Matt Damon movie?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm gonna struggle here. Greg Popovich, Brian Keefe, Pat Riley. Folding chair, an umbrella, a towel, sunscreen, a
beach equipment.
Yes. Davey Martinez, Ryan Zimmerman, Steven Strasburg, Bryce Harper.
Nationals.
Yes.
Time.
I mean, he couldn't get running backs.
He couldn't get NFL running backs.
I gave him five running backs.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
He wasn't
you have
thinking
said,
about
you have
the
said
position.
Position. Because yeah. You said position.
Yes, I think he could have said position. I would have been fine with that.
You know what?
Here, let me see
you
that because we're going to probably need more categories.
It's not your fault. Not your.
That's the listener.
Yes, that's on the listener. Listener.
You know, you mentioned Goodwill Hunting. It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
Not your fault. Say it. Say it with me.
It's not my fault.
Is that what Robin Williams says like 100 times?
By the way, don't have to do this to me, man.
Cakes his knowledge of NBA coaches in the moment. I mean, he was in the tunnel.
Popovich, Brian Keith. That's all I have.
He said Pat Riley.
I mean, that's fine, though, because you can go with past.
Sure. Listener error.
I agree.
That's what I'm chalking that up to. I was in a Nats game last night. I couldn't pull James Wood. I went David Martinez, Ryan Zimmerman, Strasburg, Harper.
What? Well, he got that one.
That's one of the few he got.
All right, let's punch up our next contestant.
Gave Bryce Harper.
Steve is in Gaithersburg on line five. Hey, Steve, do you want to use, just choose your partner.
Yeah.
Let's go with Cakes.
All right. You know what? I'm going to use my own category. Jason Selfish. Share his category list.
Correct.
All right. These are my own categories. I am supremely confident that you are going to win Metallica tickets. Are you confident with me? All right, here we go.
I am.
When I read the first name, you start the clock.
All right.
Bo Nix, John Elway, Terrell Davis, Peyton Manning.
John Elway.
Broncos quarterback.
Yes, Broncos.
Broncos.
Titanic, The Departed, The Beach. What else has he been in? The movie where he was a flight attendant and he
catch
was
me if you can.
Catch me if you can.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Go faster.
A grill, beers, people, football stadiums, snacks, folding tables. Drunk people.
Tailgating.
Yes, tailgating.
Yes. Chicken parmesan, spaghetti, bruschetta, lasagna. Jump
Italian
in it.
Food.
Yes. With or without you. Where the streets have no name. Pride in the name of love.
with or without
vertigo,
you.
Vertigo. Red Hill Mining Town.
He passed.
You two songs, Ricky.
That was pretty easy.
Now my confidence is shattered.
You're getting
my
dispirited.
Ability. I'm getting upset.
I thought you did a good job.
Apparently not good enough. I'm losing faith in my clue giving ability.
All right, let's go.
Was I giving good clues, Valdez?
I think they're great clues. I don't know if they would have gotten it if you give them 5 minutes on the clock.
Let's go to Will in Silver Spring, line six.
Just desperate,
hey, Will.
Desperate to give away prizes. Just can't do it.
Hey, guys. I'm going to go with Dishbucks.
All right.
He's got his own. He's got his own category.
He's very territorial.
All right, you're going to win.
60 seconds on the clock for Will. Whenever you start, Jason.
Ready? Jerry Maguire, Few Good Men.
Tom Cruise movies.
You got it. Raleigh, Chapel Hill, Charlotte.
North Carolina City.
Better contestant. Yeah.
Mackenzie Gore, Trevor Williams, Josiah Gray, Mitch Parker, Jake Irvin.
Nationals pitcher.
You got it. The Masters, the Open Championship, the U.S. Golf Open, PGA Championship.
You got it.
All right. Virginia Tech, UVA, North Carolina.
Virginia University.
Florida State.
ACC schools.
That's right. How many has he got?
Five.
Julius Randle. Rudy Gobert, Anthony Edwards.
Timberwolves.
Winner!
He wins! You win!
Hey, that's the name of the game to pick a winner!
Well done, sir. You've won two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guest Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
All right, here's the deal.
Got a winner.
Clear out the lines.
Yep.
Callers number 10 and 11. We'll win the tickets to go see Old Glory DC. Fan Appreciation Night coming up May 31st. Their final home game of the season's at Maryland Soccerplex. Hang with Cakes and me. You can catch some halftime shenanigans and cheer on Old Glory in their push for the playoffs. Get your discounted tickets now at oldglorydc.com, promo code junkies. All right, Cakes, I'm giving you the final category.
Okay, yeah.
This is for Jason Bishop. All right? I want to see if you guys can pull this in 1 minute.
Oh, okay, all right.
So let's see if Jason's a good contestant. Right. Cakes is going to give you the clues. I just wrote them down. Okay. Cakes is good.
Let me look at this first. Okay, you know what?
Are they fair?
I have confidence in you. Right. And, more importantly, confidence in myself.
My brain's still asleep.
Right, here we go. You ready?
No.
Enter Sandman.
Metallica song.
Yes. Reggie Miller. Tyrese Halliburton.
Pacers.
Yes. Take Melatonin.
Sleep Aids.
Yes. Micah Parsons. Dak
Cowboys.
Prescott. Yes. Pepperoni. Sausage.
Pizza
mushroom.
Toppings.
Yes. Me.
Cakes,
Saint,
JP.
Me. Saint. Candy. Hope. Blank.
Me. Me.
Name. Me. Me.
John.
Yes.
There you go. 32 seconds.
Well, who were the other ones you gave?
I gave Candy. John Candy.
Oh. Hope. Guy's Blank. Named John.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty recent.
John. I didn't say they were all recent.
Go all dead guys, Ritter.
Yeah, I mean, I
didn't know.
I was the only, I might be the only living John.
If you
that
didn't
I gave
say
you.
Me, like point yourself, I wouldn't have got it.
Oh, I love that game. It's a fun.
It's a great
game.
If you have the right, mix of clue giver and contestant, it can be pulled off.
All right, again, 800-636-1067. Callers 10 and 11, you'll win tickets to go see Old Glory DC.
And Will, call back. Who won the Metallica ticket?
Okay, Will,
he
call back.
Up?
I think Ben's having some issues with his phone.
Okay, Will, please call back so we can get you hooked up with the Metallica tickets.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Cakes, I still need that show sheet.
You don't just get more at Malloy. You get taken care of start to finish. It's your boy Bish here from my favorite team in the area. It's the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where the Memorial May Savings event is going strong all month long, and they're not playing any games. No price hikes, just price drops on a stacked lineup of American-made Chevys. You can score 0% financing on the all-electric EV lineup, or as low as 0.9% APR on a ridiculous selection of new Silverado trucks. If you're looking for a budget-friendly option, Malloy's got you. With low monthly payments on a wide range of models, SUVs, sedans, trucks, you name it, they've got it. So do what I did. Go see my guy, Josh Cochran. He's the GM over there. He's making deals, taking trades. He's helping me look for a new Tahoe. Can't wait to drive that and get that on the road. Hey, you just let me borrow one to get my daughter home from school, and it was awesome. He'll treat you like a VIP, like me, whether it's your first car or your fifth. But don't wait. These Memorial Day deals are old. Only here for a limited time, all right? So cruise on over to the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria. Ask for my buddy Josh. Tell him Bish sent you in. Take it from me for the best deals. Make it Malloy at Malloy.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.